Therefore, brothers, since we have boldness to enter the sanctuary through the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way he has opened for us through the curtain, that is his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us be concerned about one another in order to promote love and good works, not staying away from our worship meetings, as some habitually do, but encouraging each other, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 25. Less than a month from the time my wife and I relocated to Duluth, our home in Indianapolis was sold. And so the search began for a new residence in our new hometown. The First Baptist Church owns a missionary house that, until that time, had been primarily used for furloughing missionary families as they took respite during stateside assignments. We were grateful that the missionary house was vacant at the time of our move and provided Glenda and me a place to stay while we searched for our new home. The suburbs of Atlanta are growing exponentially, but I thought that if I was to be effective as the pastor of First Baptist Church, Duluth, I needed to make my new home in the city limits of Duluth. During a multicultural church conference I had attended in California, I heard Dr. Wayne Schmidt, general superintendent of the Wesleyan Church, make this statement: "Pray to be called to a community to spend a lifetime, not just called to a church to spend your efforts." This statement resonated with me, and I began to pray that God would allow us to live in the city of Duluth. I realized that I am serving church members who lived in neighboring communities of Lawrenceville, Suwanee, Buford, Sugar Hill, and Norcross, but there was just something about being the pastor of First Baptist Church in Duluth that gave me a desire to live inside the city of Duluth. Little did I know the difficulty this search would generate. It was nearly impossible to find a home within our price range that was not a fixer-upper. Tools in my hands do not fit well together. We were trying to find the home we could purchase, and it was a long 6-month process. Finally, someone informed us about a subdivision called the Highlands at Duluth. There were 11 new homes that were for sale. On a Saturday, Glenda and I went there, and we toured all 11 homes. The following Monday, we made the first offer for any home in the subdivision. It was on the first home we had viewed. A sign outside the neighborhood entrance reads, "Welcome to the City of Duluth." Alas, we own a home, and we're going to live inside the City of Duluth. At the loan closing, Glenda and I received the keys to our new purchase and were informed of our new address. We were the proud owners of the home at 1741 Hickory Pathway, Suwanee. "What?" I cried out. "Lord, that's just not fair." I began lamenting this disturbing news with my friend, Duluth Mayor Nancy Harris. I told Mayor Nancy, "It's just not right. I live inside the city limits of Duluth, I pay Duluth taxes, yet I have this Suwanee address." She shared with me that different entities draw their boundaries in different ways. The Postal Service draws it one way, the school system draws it another, the city government draws it yet another way. "Rest assured," she encouraged, "you live inside the city limits of Duluth." I asked the mayor, "How will anyone know that I live in Duluth? Our children are..."